Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I wish to begin by expressing my delegation's appreciation and commendation to you and your team on the preparation of the draft report, which represents a good basis for discussion this week. We thank you also for your timely circulation of this draft and for convening the informal intersessional consultations, which have been a useful barometer to measure the outlook of all delegations. We are also pleased to note that there is an emerging consensus on a two-pillared architecture consisting of prohibitions and regulations, and that the vast majority of delegations are prepared to transcend their differences towards practical outcomes towards this end, as the joint statement by 51 states demonstrates. We are also pleased to see that the spirit is reflected in your draft, which contains crucial elements of the dual framework of prohibitions and regulations. It is therefore in the spirit that we seek to engage constructively to improve this draft, beginning with the following specific comments. We fully support paragraph 16 as currently drafted and are flexible on paragraph 17. We believe that this group has already fulfilled both elements of the current mandate, having elaborated the various detailed proposals that have been submitted since 2022. We believe it is now time to commence consideration of a common set of measures, which we believe should consist of both prohibitions and regulations. On paragraph 18, while we understand the logic of a technology-neutral approach, we believe that this must be balanced with the prevailing understanding that autonomy is a consequential technology that poses risks and challenges that are unique in comparison to other technologies. In this regard, we propose a revision of the first sentence of the paragraph so that it would read, quote, "While the rules and principles of IHL apply to all weapons and methods of warfare and are therefore independent from the military technology used, the incorporation of autonomy in weapon systems poses unique risks and challenges," end quote. We see paragraph 19 as a crucial paragraph reflecting the characterizations of laws. The way paragraph 19 is currently drafted limits the scope of measures and other options to a narrowly characterized type of autonomous weapon systems, which a vast majority of delegations believe should be banned. It does not cover other types of autonomous weapon systems that would need regulations. Since this is the premise for the dual set of prohibition regulations, this characterization must be broadened. We therefore propose deleting the phrase, quote, "based on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems that once activated," end quote, and replacing it with, quote, "that incorporate autonomy in the critical functions of identifying, selecting, tracking, engaging, targeting, and applying force to targets," end quote, full stop. We also propose to delete the last phrase, "without further human intervention." Paragraph 20 is another crucial paragraph that represents the first year of the dual framework of prohibition and regulations. As we have stressed repeatedly, we recognize that many delegations believe that the prohibition must be based only on compliance with IHL. However, we expect those delegations to also recognize that for many delegations, the basis transcends IHL and encompass broader international law and ethical perspectives. A balance between the two views must be found. In this spirit, we propose revising this paragraph so that it would read, quote, "The rules of international law, including IHL, must be adhered to, and ethical perspectives must be considered in the development, deployment, and use of weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems. Such weapon systems must not be deployed or used if their attacks cannot be anticipated and controlled, and if they are not sufficiently predictable, reliable, understandable, explainable, and traceable, so that they cannot adhere to IHL rules and principles such as inter alia, distinction, proportionality, and precaution." Full stop. My delegation will be pleased to provide these comments to you in writing. Thank you, Mr. Chair.